Hey everyone,
Blog
I'm here.
Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm here. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, okay.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I was just saying some stuff, but I didn't hear you, so I can hear you now.
Okay, perfect. So, we are on air. Let us begin today's episode of Black Hair.
Yay.
I just actually want to start with answering the question, what does the term black hair really mean for you?
That's a good question. Well, to me, black hair, I mean, you defined it very well the other day. Can't deviate too much from that, but, you know, you kind of hit the point of black hair is just diverse. It's kind of like an art in a way because we can, you know, do so much with our hair that other races really can't do, mainly because the texture. I feel like our texture is very unique and there's a lot to do with our texture type hair. So, you know.
Exactly. I agree with that. I also believe that black hair is really the ability to do whatever, that you really want with your hair or any type of style that you feel like as a black woman you can rock on your particular hair or your texture, like you said, and own that shit. And that's why I think it's really funny that, you know, people say statements like, you know, she has that good hair, and they're referring to like a black person, or yeah, you know, her hair is not that nice based on her texture, because I don't think that there's actually any concrete definition or restriction to what black hair is supposed to actually be or look like. Because if you look at the history of black hair, we've gone from like braids and like bantu knots to extensions to wigs and really just perfecting the art of hair in general. I bet you if a black girl tied a spaceship to her head right now with some two braids in the front and rocked that shit, that would be the new fucking style just because we have that fucking magic.
Right. And pretty much if we wanted to do anything, like anything that any other race does with their hair, we can accomplish that. Like,
pretty much.
They would literally have to, like, Even like, if you take our natural hair, like, our natural hair, we can blow-dry it straight. We don't even have to use chemicals, really. We can blow-dry our shit, and it'll get straight. You know what I mean? But it's hard to make kinky hair. Like, it would be hard for someone from another race, like, you know, Caucasian, to make their hair kind of kinky. It would be hard to manipulate their hair like that. You know what I mean?
Exactly. The way that we manipulate it.
Right. Exactly. And I don't understand why, you know, I guess it's just over the years, good hair has been defined as someone who has, you know, straight hair and, you know, has certain features and, you know, things of that sort. So that's why that's considered good hair when it's, like, straight or curly. I even know some people who want to have a relationship with someone who's not African American just so their kids can have quote unquote good hair. And to me, I'm like, that doesn't mean anything because with black hair, you can make your hair quote unquote good hair. You know what I mean? You have that leverage to do whatever you want to do with your hair. So, I mean, to me, I really feel like it's harder to maintain quote unquote good hair than African American hair. Or
exactly.
Kinky hair. and that goes, that honestly leads me to the next question. What is black, is the term black hair considered something positive or something negative? Because like you just said right now, like people say good hair, right? Or they'll be like, oh, I really want to be with someone who's not African American so that I can have my child have good hair. But that essentially means the term black hair is used as something of a negative connotation. And in terms of the definition that you and I both share on what black hair is today, or to us personally, I don't even think that that should be in the same alignment with the term black hair. Like, there should be no such thing as, oh, you know, she got that good black hair, or, you know, she got that bad black hair. Like, there should be no term associated with that. And in addition, negativity or bad hair shouldn't be associated with black hair, because black hair and its versatility makes it so fucking magical that it's essentially the quote-unquote should be the epitome of good hair. Like, if we're talking good hair, I really think that black hair is good hair, because you can do whatever the fuck you want with it and
exactly.
be straight up puppet.
Exactly. That's a really good point. And also, who are the people who are saying good and bad hair? I really feel like it's African-Americans who are the ones that say, oh, they got good hair. I mean, people from other races, I'm not sure if they're really looking at African-Americans and or looking at a particular African-American and they have straighter hair and they would say, oh, she has that good hair. You know what I mean? Like, I feel
exactly.
like it's, that's kind of categorizing our hair. So there's two, it's like there's two sides to this good hair. You know, we have these women and men who are very, you know, Afrocentric, embrace their hair, and everything is, you know, beautiful on the natural side of their African-American paradigm. Then you have another side who's just like, oh, straighter hair, you know, processed chemicals, I'm going to flat iron it all the time type African-American. So it's like two dynamics that, you know, one, it's like we're fighting each other with it, but we're on each other's side in a way. Like, we want to still embrace who we are, but then there's people like, oh, you're really not embracing who you are because you're sitting there talking about, oh, I want to have mixed kids, so I'm going to go find a white man or, you know, an Asian man so they can have good hair.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's two sides. I mean, I really think our race is the race that's actually – categorizing good hair, you know. But, you know, it goes back to why we do stuff
that.
Like that, and, you know, all that history and stuff like that.
I definitely agree with that point that you just brought up, that it's, you know, our race is particularly, especially our race of African-Americans in America, I've experienced it firsthand where they're the ones that categorize what, you know, kind of hair is good hair or bad hair, and kind of make you feel so subconscious with the kind of hair that you have. But I think we talked about this before where I said, you know, it's really about the conditioning. It's about the societal conditioning that these people or, you know, a group of people are getting that then they reflect onto their surroundings or the people around them. So if at home they're taught, you know, like, straight hair is good hair, you know, your hair is good, baby, because it's long, it's straight, and it's malleable, and it's usable, or it's easy to tame, and then they go out into their surroundings, or they go to school, and they see a girl who probably has really nappy hair, her edges are not laid, they're just natural as can be, she probably doesn't put any chemicals in her hair, and then they, like, pick on this person the whole time, making them feel bad about the texture of their hair. So, internally, I do feel like we do as a group have a lot of things that we need to work out to be able to actually accept the versatility of black hair, which should make it easier for us to interact with each other in terms of hair. And that brings me to my other question. So, part of the question is, do you think black hair is appropriated? And if so, do you think this appropriation is motivated from the internal racial group or motivated just in general because we as black people have always had that, you know, racial issue to deal with here in America?
I think it's definitely race. The
the second point, only because when you look at other cultures now, like, they are starting to think that that's the right way to go. You know what I mean? Like, straighter hair, and because they're looking at the westernized culture or society, and the westernized society is the one that dealt with a lot of racism and, you know, going back all the way to slavery and everything. So now it's like coming to the stage where it's like, oh, they have straight hair, so I need to wear straight hair or put weave in my hair, and, you know, that will be, I'll be considered, you know, acceptable, or I would have quote-unquote good hair or whatever. I mean, I definitely think it stems from the race. And what we touched on before, we have the African-Americans that kind of are subconsciously into that, like, ideal of, okay, so the white people, whoever think having straighter hair is better, or we're going to be praised more, so therefore I'm gonna make my hair straight. We have those, I don't want to say brainwashed, but in a way brainwashed people here, you know, that are thinking, like, this is okay. But, you know, it comes from a racial background, definitely. And then we kind of just put it on ourselves, you know. It's kind of like it comes from a racial background, but yet, you know, white people aren't really the people who are, like, saying it's bad, like, out there. You know, it's like we're kind of thinking, like, oh, we know they think it's bad, so we're going to, you know, subconsciously not like ourselves or not like our natural hair or not like any features that we are African-American features or whatever.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but so are you saying that you do believe that black hair is appropriated, and it's appropriated due to the fact that we already have this racial stigma on the black race that we have to deal with as black women?
Right, right, exactly.
Greetings.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think black hair is extremely appropriated, and it actually infuriates and angers me the amount of money that every other race is making off of black hair and the culture that is black hair. And then in the same token, when we do rock these black hair, quote unquote black hair hairstyles, we're either called ghetto or made to feel lesser than for embracing the ethnic aspects of what black hair is, you know, categorized as. But it really pisses me off that people like Kim Kardashian, people like Khloe Kardashian, and that girl, that little girl who's walking around talking about some Catch Me Outside, how about that? She's appropriating not even only the black hair, but just the whole entire culture, which is a whole other conversation for a whole other motherfucking show. But the appropriation of the black hair, you know, she's making millions off of this shit. They're capitalizing on something that we as black women get degraded for on a daily basis for embracing, and it's already naturally ours. That really makes me very upset. I don't like the fact that, and you know what? I really think it's a combination of both. It's a combination of the fact that we do have the natural racial stigma attached to being black in general in America that allows them to appropriate bullshit and get away with it, but it's also internally because there are a lot of black people who are not even aware enough of what black hair really means, that they still support these people. Like, you buy their clothing, you buy their products, you tune in to their shows, you watch their music videos. Like, you're encouraging this appropriation by support.
Agreed.
Right.
Can you all hear me?
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry. We have a caller. I'm so sorry. What's your name?
My name is Sapphire. And listen, I was content listening, but I just wanted to let you know that I agree with you totally. And if I can, I would like to comment on the conversation. Is that okay?
Yeah, oh, sure. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Firstly, I want to say this. I first want you to be mindful that I agree with you, ladies, the both of you. You are exactly correct and on point. I want to bring another aspect to this conversation. I think the problem that we have is what you all have mentioned, stereotypes. We have to deal with issues that people who are not black, who are not African or African-American, consider degeneracy only because they've been taught that. But when we look at it from a biological, excuse me, and a scientific standpoint, We need to teach our children why our hair is nappy. And I want to tell you, this. There are at least four different categories of head coverings, and I'm saying head covering for a reason. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The black woman is the authentic progenitor of hair, nappy hair. Nappy hair is not a negative connotation. We get our feelings hurt when people say our hair is nappy, but actually that's a compliment. Okay? There is heliotrichous hair. That's the hair of the African, the black woman, black folks. There is semitrichous hair. That is the hair of a biracial person. There is EDAR 370. That's the hair of the Asian. And the Caucasus Asian and the European is called limitrichous. The difference in those four categories of hair, you know what? I'm just going to have to go in here, and I don't want to be offensive, but this is I'm speaking from a biological standpoint, and you can find this in the biology books. Heliotrichous hair is conducive to the sun's rays. The other three hairs that are for Asian, Caucasus Asian, and European, they are not conducive to the sun rays. What they do is they block the sun's rays. That's why they are shiny and straight, because they are designed to prevent the UV and the radiation from the sun from touching skin that should not be exposed to the sun's rays. Am I making sense so far?
Yes, you are.
Okay. So heliotrichous hair does exactly the opposite. When a sister goes out, let's say she gets a big chop, and she cuts her hair down to an inch or two, and it's nappy. She washes it, and she goes outside with a twist out, and it's still kind of damp or whatever. What is happening? The reason you hear so many sisters say when they get that big chop and they go natural, the first thing you will hear roll off of their lips will be, "I feel so good."
Mm-hmm.
You think that it has to do with self-esteem, but what it has to do with is energy. Because what that nappy heliotrichous hair does is it takes the sun's rays and it draws them down and around that spiral kink. It's a transducer. Hair that we have on our heads is nappy for a reason. It synthesizes the sun's rays. That's why if you go outside with your nappy hair wet, you'll feel energized. If you guys don't believe me, just try it. You'll get a burst of energy. But if you go outside with your hair straight, or if you have a perm, the sun can beat you down. Because what is it doing? The sun's rays are simply gliding down it. They're not conducive. Do you see what I'm saying? So when we talk about nappy hair, we need to understand that it is a wonder drug for us. I just wanted to add that so that you ladies.
Thank you so much.
You know,
thank you so much for saying that. And I think it's very important to bring forth the biological aspect of it, because I don't think that people even think about how deep black hair is, to that point where there are different facets to it, and one of the facets is the biological aspect that comes with black hair. Dee, you recently just did like a short do, and your hair was super natural, and it's funny that she just brought that up, because there was a different glow that came with that particular hairstyle, which goes back to the idea that black hair is multifaceted, and it's very versatile, and that's what makes black women magical, is the fact that we can wear these different hairstyles, and not only, even if it's not, like you said, Sapphire, even if it's not like the optimal level for the black woman, we're capable of going back and forth. We can go from a perm to the nappy, or to the natural, or to a curl, or whatever style that we please.
Exactly.
So question for you guys. Do you think that the term black hair today in 2017 means something different than probably what black hair meant in like 2000 or 1995 or in the 80s?
Yeah, I think it's a little, well, actually, I think it might be the same, but just different perspectives, you know, just because of different times, you know, like, I feel like now people are embracing it, you know, but at the same time, I feel like when we embrace what is ours, that's when people try to take what is ours in a way. So, you know, maybe at a certain time, like, you know, back in, like, I mean, it's still kind of close, but, you know, the 60s, 70s era, and, you know, we were embracing ourselves, and that's when we were going through one of the hardest times, you know, in history, outside of slavery, but, you know, more recent times. And then when you talk about the last 2 or 3 years, we've been embracing or trying to embrace who we are, and I feel like that's what people are trying to take away now, because we're more confident in, you know, our hair and our features, and that's why now people are trying to take our features and do things like, you know, braid their hair, all the top supermodel, runway supermodels you see wearing braids, or they have this puffy hair or whatever, because the designers say it adds to the outfit, you know, but this is not what you stated. You guys are not accepting or saying, you know, we took this from somewhere or from this village or culture in Africa or wherever, and we thought this would look great on our models. You're literally saying that this is something you invented because now your culture or your race is now wearing it. I feel like now when we embrace now, that's when they're like, oh, let's try to take it now, because they're more confident in their braids. They're more confident in their nappy hair. So we need to, since they're more confident, we can profit from their confidence now. And that's what it looks like happening.
Yep. I completely agree. If I grew up in the era that we're currently in right now, or let me not say era, but year, this past 2 years, if I grew up in middle school or high school with these years, I would have been a force to be reckoned with. Like, you couldn't have told me shit here, because I'm on Instagram and I'm seeing all these beautiful young black women who are embracing their blackness. They're wearing the little poof ball, the boob balls with the two parts, you know, the updos, the real nappy afros, the long braids, like just being really natural and being okay with black hairstyles or quote unquote black hairstyles, which were things that when I was in high school and middle school, if I did, I would get, you know, picked on or talked about, or people would come at me the wrong way, all because of hair. And you made a very valid point. Now that we're embracing it even more on a whole other level, and it's a younger generation that's actually embracing it, people are trying to profit off of it, which makes me extremely upset. And I hate when people say things like, oh, you shouldn't be mad because they're just trying to embrace our culture. But that's different. Like, it's different if you come to my house and I offer you some Nigerian food. That's you, and you eat it. That's you embracing my culture. But you rocking some braids or some Bantu knots that if I would rock to work, they would fire my ass on the same day. That's not embracing culture. That's you just straight up jacking what's not yours, what you have not earned to wear. It's like you're not paying the price that my ancestors paid for that particular hairstyle. If that makes any sense. You're appropriating the beauty of the culture without actually paying the reparations for the culture. Like you're not black. Like you're not gonna get stopped by the police and possibly get shot just for reaching to your wallet. You know what I mean? So you don't earn the right to wear those particular hairstyles, unfortunately. And that's just my opinion. It may be a little aggressive, but that's just how I feel.
That's perfectly fine. Because, you know, the whole Nigerian thing, like, you're not going to come to my house and, you know, eat my food, and then you get the recipe, and now you're telling all your friends you created this dish that's amazing. Cool. And then they're going to say, oh, yeah, this is great. I'm going to tell my friends, and not knowing or not saying, my friend actually cooked this, and she's from Nigeria, and this is a really good dish. You're just going to make it like it's yours. I created this. No, that's not going to happen.
Can I ask you guys another question? Do you guys think that, or I guess moreover, I want to say that I want us to understand that it is the one thing that cannot be mimicked. is this nappy hair? That's why it's so arbitrary for some people. And I think at the end of the day, as Black women, what we need to do is relax and just be our authentic selves. And we need to be mindful that other women know even more so than we do these natural, creator-given amenities that we have about our biology. And so I think sometimes, I want to ask your opinion on this, sometimes should we just say, hey, I see you like to rock my style. You know, too bad it's not authentically nappy. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. When we look, if we are not careful, because we're having a dilemma with the original kinky hair. It's called peppercorn hair, and you see it a lot in Nigeria and in Africa, but not many of us have that anymore. You see what I'm saying? It's the tightest curl pattern that there is. You guys know what I'm talking about. It looks like a little ink pen spring. When I see women with that, I just start smiling because I know that's the original hair. That's the that's where every other Black woman gets her hair from, unless her mother or her father amalgamates with somebody outside of the genome. I know that when I see it, and it makes me happy. So I guess what I'm saying at the end of the day is, do you ladies feel that we need to relax and understand that maybe other people know more about us than we do? That's why they're trying to rock it. They understand that that nappy hair is conducive to the environment. You can create an almanac from the Black woman's hair. You can tell when it's going to be moist outside, when it's dry, arid. You can tell when the sun's rays are intense, because guess what? The curl pattern will get tighter when the sun is really intense. You see what I'm saying? So maybe, and I suspect this for a long time, the learned white man knows more about our biological selves than we do, and we need to learn. My hair is nappy and disrespectful, and I'm going to keep it like that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love that. I like that a lot. Sapphire, I'm so sorry to cut you off, D. We have about 30 seconds here. With that being said, Sapphire, I wanted to thank you so much for calling in. This was actually our first show, so thank you so much. It was
wonderful
talking to you about this specific topic.
And thank you.
And,
thank you for allowing me to speak.
Thank you. And please call in again. We'll have another episode coming out next week. And, D, would you like to add anything?
Yeah, just thank you so much for tuning into the Double D Show. We will try to get our show out next week, possibly Saturday is usually our time of when we record. We'll be recording our show. So just keep a lookout for that.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Until next time.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.